flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your man, Rich Horace. And today, you know, our goal is to educate everyone on windows. When do you need them? What type's best for your home? The best way to install them always comes to mind with windows, right? I'll also have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack, as I do every week. But here to join me today in this window conversation, bringing tons of experience and knowledge to the conversation, is Tisa and Steven with me today. Got two people to help us out, both from Pella Windows. Hey, thanks for taking some time out of your day, guys, to join us. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
We're doing great. Appreciate having us on.
Awesome, no problem. Hey, I, you know, windows are obviously just a huge topic, not just in St. Louis, but everywhere. And I'd love to get into some of the different needs from, you know, different areas and what St. Louis needs and stuff like that, you know, throughout the show to kind of let people know, you know, what's the best fit for us out here. But I like to just kind of start out with you guys, with your background a little bit. And, you know, how did you get into the industry? What's your background? And then maybe a little background on Pella also.
All right, I guess I can start.
Yeah.
So, I started in 1991. We were out at Macklin Avenue. And so a great area, great place to be. But we moved about a year and a half later. And I've been on board ever since. I was named different things back then. I was a sales secretary. That's what I got hired on to be. Inside sales, wow. And then outside sales. So here I am 31 years later.
Awesome.
I've been with Pella for close to 6 years now, and I'm the trade sales manager, so I get to like co-op with people like Tisa and for great companies like Mosby, and ultimately just help you guys grow as a company, help educate. I've kind of been in the industry before that for 2 or 3 years in another supplier in the local St. Louis area, Cardinal Building Supplies. They sell siding, windows, and roofing. And so kind of got the itch scratch there and started rolling into something more detailed into Pella, and have loved every minute of it and have really grown in that position. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And so I have... For everyone out there to understand, I've worked with Tisa here for about 21 years, you know, putting in Pella windows, doing things like that with Mosby. So I'm probably going to get some stories just sparked in my mind as we have this conversation and go through some things, because we've had some good times too,
yeah,
as we've done
absolutely
everything, and we've worked really well together for a really long time. But for all our listeners out there, can you guys just kind of explain Pella, you know, like the company, the mission, the vision, what, you know, what's so great about Pella?
Yeah, so one thing that drew me when I was just kind of looking at other jobs was Pella is such a people company. It was founded in 1925. It's still a family-owned company, so we're going on close to 100 years
wow,
as a company. We've been on the same ownership here in St. Louis for local distributorship since for the last close to 30 years. So just longevity, and you can see that kind of in the products that they have. They want long-lasting products that will withstand the test of time, and them as a company are doing the same thing. And you can just see kind of the passion and the craftsmanship from the windows. A lot of they've been known for wood windows, and over the last 15, 20 years, they started adding vinyl and fiberglass, and they've really been engineering some of the newer, more exciting things that you're seeing in the market. And it's kind of just a great company to work for, and you can see that kind of in the passion that we bring, hopefully, to our customers as well.
Well, and Tisa, yeah, with you being here 31 years, I mean, obviously, mm-hmm, you know, I talk all the time. I've been in Mosby 21 years now, and there's a passion. There's some good things happening when you want to be with somebody that long. So what would you say, Tisa, about Pella?
Well, what really impresses me and continually impresses me is the whole experience in manufacturing. So a lot of people don't get to see that the manufacturing, the process, and the people that work there at the plants, and the main plant at number one Main Street in Pella, Iowa, probably the biggest plant that we have. Mm-hmm. Those people that work there are generational, so amazing. You know, the father, then the son may work there after that. So they take care of their people, and I love the longevity of that as well. You go in there, and the vibe in that manufacturing plant is incredible. The family oriented. They take care of their people. The craftsmanship. You look at everything, and you get to see how everything's put together. It really makes the sales, as a salesman as myself, to makes it that easier to sell the product, because you see how it's put together. You see, I don't know, it's just the whole experience, and that's what I like about it. One of the many things.
Yeah, no, I think that's great, and sounds like they're supporting the whole town up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally awesome. And you know, I've learned a lot from Scott Mosby and the theories of, you know, why these companies survive and last and things like that. And you know, his goal looking at the company all along was always, you know, family, employees, how do I keep them going?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks to me about something, and I'm like, well, yeah, we need to make a profit. And, you know, like, shouldn't that be the number one goal is, you know, money, survival? And he's like, no, actually, he taught me so much with that. No, it's not. That is not the number one goal. That's a byproduct of doing the number one goal, of doing the right things, of taking care of people. He's more worried about keeping, you know, 140 people or so working after he's done than he is making a profit and what happens. And I think when you run a company that way, like it sounds like Pella does, it's just you'll last, you'll do great things, and then the profit will just happen because people love it.
Right. The loyalty comes, and we're a collaborative company too on our local level, the distributorships with Preston as the owner. Very close-knit.
They ask for advice from branches like us, which is doesn't really happen very often. And so since our owner's been doing it for 30 years, he's been on many product advisory boards. And we've asked about 3 or 4 years ago, we were banging on the table for black windows. Well, that showed up within the next year or so, and he was one of the people that pushed that we need black windows. And so it's really cool to be able to have a voice that is actually heard, just because you know, write an email or send a voicemail, that doesn't mean it actually is heard and understood. So it's really nice to that they listen to the local branches of what we need, because we're listening to our customers and we're listening to, you know, the remodelers in our industry that need certain things so mm-hmm. they can be successful. So it's really cool that they allow us to collaborate in that way.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it's great you mentioned black windows, so kind of getting us kicked off here that just this past weekend, we were going out to dinner on Sunday, and we stopped by this new subdivision. My daughter's been seeing these places built. She's like, they are so cool and modern and cute, and God, I wish I could afford something like that. So we just stopped in to look at, you know, the display. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're all white with black windows
right
on the outside, and they look awesome. I mean, they mm-hmm. are just so neat and modern looking, and that black window thing, you know, is really a big thing coming up, which brings me, you know, I'm going to get into my on the road with Rich segment here, because, you know, kind of just the color and really about filling needs, because not every home is going to look good with a black window.
Right.
Not every home is the same age. Like, these are literally still being built. And some of them are like my story here's house, 95-year-old house, and you know you're trying to keep the integrity of that home and at least make it look, you know, from the sidewalk, the street, pulling up and stuff like that it's not out of place.
Right.
You know, his house, a black window would have looked crazy, right?
Mm.
But to kind of set the stage for everybody. 95-year-old house, on one side, on the right side of the house, there's like a little addition bump out. It already has windows. It's an actual room. On the left side of the house, same size, looks just like it, but it's a screen porch. So it doesn't. It just has screen door, all of that. So they want to turn this into an office, an entertaining area, what I might call like the man cave, you know, a place for him to do his work, but then also maybe play poker and watch a football game, you know, in the evening with his buddies and stuff. And so looking at it, you know, concrete floor, we had to try and get HVAC out there. We had all this, you know, hard construction stuff to do, but overall, it's this perfect brick structure. And it's got all the openings, half round tops, all that stuff. And it's like, how do we get a window in there that's going to suit the need, look like the right side of the mm-hmm. house? At one point, we had actually looked at and priced out actual custom wood windows made, wood inside, outside, and everything for this entire house.
Mm.
Yeah, and it was like buying a home again. So we never got into that. And he was like, man, do I have to do those type of windows to make this match? And I said, well, let me call Tisa. Let's see what we can do. And we found some, you know, custom stuff from you guys. We can template and make the half rounds and stuff, and really found a fit that, yeah, when you're pulling up to that house, when you're looking mm-hmm. at that house from the outside, it's going to look the same as the other side and blend right in. Can you kind of explain that custom line and how you guys do that, and what can you do in that custom line?
Well, really, it's and it's done at we have a, I think it's just one plant that is dedicated to that, the custom, supremely custom.
Yes.
Meaning it's not an assembly line, quote unquote. It's, you know, it's handcrafted. So it takes time to make those beautiful you know, complex windows. But as long as we can provide, actually they support us with that too, but we can, as far as templates and things, what I do is go out and I would create a template, because some of these are so complex that you literally have to draw it out there on site with the project manager, et cetera, and with yourself, as we've done, and literally mail it to them, take it back to them, and or FedEx it to them and say, this is what we want, create this. And this is basically what they do, and this particular plant, that's all they do. So they're craftsmen in their own right. So yeah, and pretty much it gives us a lot of leeway to do just about anything we want.
Yeah.
You know, as far as that, but it's cool. We can do different wood species. We can you know, bend the wood certain ways for different arches and things.
So
just let them know what we want to do. Yeah, and they'll say if they can't do it, they'll tell you they can't. But most of the time they can, as long as we have a decent template that makes sense and they can do it in their, as far as in their scope of work. So, yeah, and it works.
A lot of people get very scared about the word custom, and they think that people are building a window from, like, the complete ground up. That's probably what you priced the first time.
That is what we priced.
It's exactly, you know, it's extremely custom. What's great is for Pella, we're not a true custom window manufacturer. We're going to take windows that are already designed and we're going to tailor them to the needs of the home.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you're not getting the huge custom price because we're not re-engineering, creating a brand new window. We're using the current lines that we have. And they have custom capabilities, and we have, it's called Pella Architect Services, that we send it up, and they say yes or no if they can do it with their current lines that they have. Yes, there's a custom price, I'm putting air quotes up, but it helps us get into situations where you don't have to buy a true brand new window that needs to be completely engineered, but it allows you to keep some of the same looks of what you currently have on your home. So it's kind of a nice feature that we can do. I would say always just try us, you know.
Right.
If you have something crazy, let's say yes or no. But it's always worth a shot to try to stay in that not custom, but, you know, something that's tailored for our current engineering. So
yeah, and I can tell you too, like rebuilding these windows, I have a friend of mine that literally takes those old wood windows inside out, completely rebuilds them. He's on a house right now.
Wow.
He's been there a year. Imagine paying a salary for a year to rebuild windows in this giant home. So, yeah it can be extremely costly to even rebuild and fix stuff. But, hey, we're going to get into our first break here for everybody. I'm going to have my hack when we return and tons more window information with Tisa and Steven. We'll be right back.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, it's time for Rich's Right at Home Hack. So let's place the scene here. You get new windows installed the best way by Mosby, and they've got the stickers on the glass showing your neighbors that you've just installed some awesome Pella windows in your home. And the question is, how do you get the adhesive residue off the glass? Well, the trick is rubbing alcohol. Removing any residue from glass can be extremely difficult and time-consuming if you're using the wrong technique. To quickly remove any type of gunk, sticker residue, anything like that, simply buff it out that adhesive with a rag dipped in some rubbing alcohol. May take a few wipes, may need to do it like twice, but it will just break that down and detach that residue right off that glass. No scratches, anything. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? So now you've got good, clean Pella windows put in your house. So remember, every week, search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or LinkedIn, and you can hear all my hacks every week. For now, I want to get back into this with Tisa and Steven. We're talking Pella windows, we're talking everything about Pella the company. I want to get into some window types, but I also really want to get into the showroom. Love the showroom, been in there a few times. I've seen some new colors and some new cool things you guys have. We were in there a few months back. I've brought some clients in there to look around and pick out the stuff they want. Tisa always meets me there to go over that stuff with me. So can you just kind of explain to the listeners that experience once they walk in?
Well, we created that showroom specifically for the experience, because when someone walks in the door, we want the wow factor, and we've got it. Definitely cool place to be. We've never heard anything negative coming through those doors. That's the whole idea. It just puts you in a whole different place, so to speak. Whatever's going on outside, you walk in the showroom doors and it's awesome. So state of the art, everything. We've got really cool pullouts. You can compare different window lines, different window styles. It's on the radio, so I can't kind of show you, but actually they're pullouts. You can pull multiple windows out at one time, so the homeowner can look and see and compare. all kinds of pull-out boards that show you all the different hardware types, etc. And
yeah, so one of the other things that's really hard to imagine in your home is big doors. We have big multi-panels, bifold doors, quad slider that's 16 foot wide, 10 foot tall. So there's a lot of things that, you know, a salesman who's bringing out a little window sample, you're just not going to get the full grasp of what a true door looks like and how that feels in your hand. So that's a fun thing for people to come in and look and kind of dream a little bit of what their house could look like.
Yeah, and I love the new big doors that you do have in there to show everybody, because can you explain some of those doors and how you've kind of made like sizes that work, and you know, I guess you kind of just made it where it's, they're not all custom to be like this big giant sliding door now. There's certain sizes and stuff you can get.
Right. Most of those are in there are standard sizes. So there's either a 6 foot by 6 foot 10 or 6 foot by 8 foot, sliding doors, double French hinge doors. The custom ones would be the bifold that we have, and which is so the multi in the multi slide. But most of them in there are for standard, and they're, you know, realistic for people's homes, and they can really see what that a 6 foot wide door looks like, how that feels, and an 8 foot tall or a 6 foot 10 really makes a difference. And ones with transoms above them, so they can kind of see what that looks like. But yeah, most of ours are, like I said, standard sizes. So it makes it feel real, you know.
Yeah, no, that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And let's get into some of the different lines and types of windows and that people will find in that showroom. Because you kind of mentioned you have, you know, the vinyl and different types and everything. So explain just what some of those types are. Because everyone knows the wood clad. We all know the wood clad. But now you're into different lines, too.
Yeah, so that's part of the kind of the showroom experience is that generally we'll sit down with you for 5 to 10 minutes, ask a bunch of questions. You know, what size house is yours, or what product do you currently have in your house, or if it's a new build, what are you trying to accomplish with design? Because we have, you know, 7 or 8 different window lines, I could bore you for 4 to 5 hours telling you specifically about each one. But if we take that 5 to 10 minutes, ask a bunch of questions, then I'll be like, okay, so based off of my expertise, I will show you these two that will probably meet most of your needs or all of your needs, depending on what you want. So, you know, you have, starting the lowest price would be your vinyl. We have two vinyl lines in there. We have one that's more of a, I don't like to say builder grade, but yeah, it's a builder grade. And then we have a more of a replacement one. And then you're running into a fiberglass window. And then you have 3 different wood lines as well that have aluminum clad on the exterior. So depending on what you want to do with your house, design-wise and sizing, you can kind of run the gamut all the way through from, you know, a fairly inexpensive window all the way up to the most luxury, you know, high-end window on the market.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I've working here for Mosby, doing this for years, as we go out and we look at these places, I mean, that's really what's so important is, you know, depending on where you are, where your house is, what fits the house, what fits the neighborhood, you know, we've had other window companies in the past, and you know what they like to do is take these remodeling companies or these exterior companies, and they're like, only sell our line and push this, and you know, and then you're in O'Fallon, Missouri, or O'Fallon, Illinois, where it's probably 95% vinyl. Then you're trying to push a wood clad window, and it's what do they want? What do they need? Right. You know, maybe they do want that, and that's fine. But if not, you know, you're probably in a vinyl liner. I love the fiberglass upgrade to that vinyl. You know, in those types of neighborhoods, you have plenty of options for it. But it's really, what are you doing? And you're not only going to walk into Ledoux with vinyl and be like, "That's all we offer." I mean, they want us to sell 12,000 of these a year, and you know, so then they're walking away, and it's like, no, you're going to need a really great wood clad, maybe the more, you know, customish, semi-custom, like we were talking about, you know, to fit the home. So there's all these different needs that we need to fulfill. And it just feels like you guys do that from one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, really, really well.
Yeah.
But looking at kind of like clients that, you know, want to replace their windows or whatever, how would you say that a client would even know, you know, what are the things come up do they need new windows or not?
Well, when you're in the showroom with them, what Steve was saying is trying to get the 5 or 10 minutes of finding out what they want. A lot of times they don't know.
Yeah.
They come in, they go, they're like deer in the headlights. I don't know.
Yeah.
Help me find it. So, and that is another fun part of my job, because I can kind of show them without overwhelming them. Kind of find out where they're coming from, what their vision is. Do they have a vision? Some people'll have their phone set out and they'll say, well, here, I've seen some things on Houzz or Pinterest. It's like, kind of gives me a clue of like, oh, here we go. And because everybody has something, but trying to pull that out, the showroom helps. And we do have a little, a gallery, kind of a visual gallery that we can kind of show if they're really, really not knowing what they want. We kind of show them, kind of scroll through our own gallery. So that kind of helps too, define.
For the people that are currently just sitting in their house, just listening, go function your windows.
Yeah.
Go look at your windows, pull back the drapes, because a lot of times those drapes get put over, you don't see them again.
Right.
For safety reasons, you kind of want to look at some of your bedrooms, they, you know, the industry, we talk about egress, which means a certain opening for every bedroom in case of a fire or something would happen that you can safely get out. So if you start functioning some of your windows in your bedrooms and they're not functioning the way they should, that's kind of a safety issue for your family. And so you kind of have to think about that. You have to look at, are some of the seals broken? Is there fogging up in the glass? Can you, you know, touch the glass or touch the frame of your windows, and if you're feeling cool or heat come through, or if you feel some wind coming through, that means that they're probably not functioning the way they should. The way that windows have developed over the years, we're getting extremely energy efficient, and so for some of your heating and cooling, that's going to help. You're not going to save thousands of dollars a year, but you're definitely going to feel a difference. But there's a lot of things that I would just urge you guys to go look at your current windows, play with them, open them, see if they're functioning the way they should, because even wood windows, sometimes people paint them shut. And probably never knew that they were painted shut. And that's a major safety issue for your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, about 25 years ago or so, time flies, my brother-in-law calls me up and says, hey, you know, he had a walkout atrium ranch. And he says, I need my windows cleaned. You know, what would you charge me to just clean the outside of the windows on the atrium ranch? Because, you know, they're high up and all that. And you know, so understanding how your windows even function, I was like, well, Howie, you know, your Pella windows, and he had the Pellas that, but he didn't know that they pulled in, that they tilted. And I'm like, They can tilt in and you can clean them from the inside of the room. And he's like,
amazing.
What do you mean? And so the next time I came over, I showed him, you know, how you do that with the jam on those older ones.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I remember them. And he was just like, wow. So I'm like, so now are you still going to pay me on your windows?
There's a ton of information out there. I know that Pella has a good YouTube channel when it comes to functioning windows and educating yourself on just your current window selection, or even helping you with the other windows that aren't Pella. It's just there's a lot of resources of understanding how windows work and how they can actually improve your life.
Or call us.
Bit,
you know. Can always call us.
Yeah.
We have our customer service team. So.
Well, and you know, back then, a lot of us, we weren't Googling how do you tilt in my Pella windows, right?
Just, yeah.
You didn't get to do that back then, you know, but it is important. Understand. Yeah. The windows that you have or the windows that you get, how do they work, things like that. And, you know, very, very important to how things function and everything. So, very, very, very interesting. But it's definitely good to know. So we're going to start to get into our last break here. When we get back, I really would like to get into some of that energy efficiency stuff. maybe we can call out for people what some of those different things that they see on those labels mean. Mm-hmm. You know, because you see that, what all those different numbers, and it's easy to not understand, you know, right, what that is. So right, we'll get into that when we return right after this.
Listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back here. Final segment of Ride at Home with Rich. And talking here with Tisa and Steven from Pella Windows about all the great different windows, colors, different things that, we can do. I want to get into some energy efficiency stuff, but I also, right before we start that, because I don't want to forget this for sure, you know, if you are out there, you are looking for some new windows, Mosby installs these Pella windows for Pella all of the time. We can come out, we can look at your space, we can recommend things. Pella has all these different lines that will work for several different types of homes. So if you're looking for that, feel free to give Mosby a call, 314-909-1800, or you can look us up online at callmosby.com. Find out all kinds of information there, set appointments, find out everything about us. But for you guys at Pella, so if someone's just interested, they want to come by, see the windows, see the showroom, stuff like that, how can they get information from Pella, where you're located, website, stuff like that? Can you get that out there for everybody?
Yeah, so it's just Pella.com. That's our website. Our phone number is 314-714-0100. In Chesterfield Valley is our showroom, and that's 17702 Chesterfield Airport Road, Chesterfield, Missouri. So, so that's the best places to reach us. Love to do, if you make an appointment with Mosby or Tisa or any of our sales reps, so we can meet you down there and educate you a little bit more. That's probably the best way to do that, rather than just walking in, and we have we have a showroom specialist, but they're not going to give you the attention that you probably need. So just reach out to us, and we'll make sure that we get all your questions answered.
That is awesome. So let's get into the energy efficiency stuff. We don't need to get super detailed, but can you just run through some of these energy efficient stuff, U-factor, solar heat gain, things like that on the label? What are they and what do they mean to people?
So for energy efficiency, a lot of it goes off of R values. And it looks different on a window than it does for the whole build. And like your wall for a wall is going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 R value. Well, windows, they use U values, right?
The inverse,
so it's the inverse of the R, right? Well, what's crazy is we're getting windows that are 0.3, 0.28 U value. And they're like, well, how do I translate all that? So ultimately, anything that is below a 0.35 U value is an ENERGY STAR rated window. Most of our windows are in the 0.2 range. And so we're well below the ENERGY STAR rating that is needed in our area.
So the lower the number, the better.
For the U value, correct.
Yeah.
The other thing you're gonna always see on the window itself is SHGC rating. So SHGC rating is actually solar heat gain coefficient.
Yeah.
What that means is the transfer of heat or cool coming into your home. So that's different than a true insulation value from your U value. So that would be more on the low E coating that blocks like sun rays coming in and naturally heating your house. So you want that, again, to be low. So ultimately, those two numbers you see on the piece of paper that comes out on your Pella window, you want the lowest number possible.
Nice. Okay. Cool. So that kind of puts a little bit of information out there so people can kind of understand that. Tisa, you were talking about sound.
Right.
In the break,
there's also, it may be on that sticker as well, is the STC rating, and that's the sound transmission coefficient. And most often, most people don't really concern themselves with that, but there are people that live on highways, like myself. And there is a we do have a an upgraded glass that helps with that. We have different types of glass. So just to let you know, you can get different grades and types of glass, yeah, depending on what your needs are. And basically that is one of them that you can get to help with that sound. If you live near a train station. The Metrolink, I've sold windows where people have the Metrolink right outside their windows, their home. So they need the extra sound barrier. So just to let you know. But our standard glass, the advanced low-E coated glass, is the base glass that we offer. There's no upcharge for that. That is an argon gas filled low-E coating, low emissivity is what that means. So you get both of those in that standard glass
that we offer. And so something that I've had questioned quite often for our area is every now and then people ask about triple pane windows. Mm-hmm. Should I get triple pane windows? Do I need triple pane windows? What's the opinion for us St. Louis area on going to a triple pane instead of a double pane?
So the advantages of that, there's advantages and disadvantages in my opinion. So the advantages are our energy efficiency. You're going to get, obviously you have your sun rays are coming through three separate panes of glass. So the energy efficiency is there. Your sound reduction is going to be there. But there is that also the cost of that. It is definitely more expensive to go to a triple pane. Also, on a functioning window, you're adding another pane of glass, and it makes it heavier. So it's a little more taxing on some of your wear parts when it comes to opening the windows with the balance systems, yeah, and maybe the cranks or anything like that. So there's advantages and disadvantages with that. But you do get down to when we talk about U value, probably a 0.18 versus a 0.28 or something like that. So we're seeing net zero houses starting to come up more, yeah, and more. So that would be a great case for a triple pane window, if you're doing something to that extent.
Yeah, no, and that's, I think our temperatures and things happen here, we're usually fine with you guys, you got that great double pane with the coating, mm-hmm, with stuff. It's enough energy efficiency,
right,
for our area that you don't necessarily need it, and the upcharge, may not be worth the return that you get from, the difference between the two. Again, like you said, Steve, unless you're going for that,
net zero.
Totally net zero, you're building this, brick house that's going to be, absolutely perfect.
And in my opinion, that's a new build. So if you have a current house,
yeah,
putting the added cost to the triple pane, you're probably having more issues than just the windows in an older house, where it's going to leak in different places for energy efficiency. So it may not perform the way you would want it to, because there's other probably places that you're losing energy out of the house rather than just the hole that the window's sitting in.
Yep. And so for your guys' wood clad, talking about the different houses, different types of houses, age of houses, well, the different install types to where, yeah, sometimes we can take off vinyl siding and we can do a new construction style install, on existing home. And other times it's that pocket fit.
Right.
So I love the fins on that wood clad window, the folding and everything that, mm-hmm, it's like already made and ready for either fit.
You don't have to worry about it.
You know, a lot of vinyl windows I've done in the past, everything, you got to make sure you order them one way or the other, and you got to. So I love that feature,
mm-hmm,
on those windows, and then you can get in your flashing tape and do all the stuff, or you can make it a pocket fit, and it just
comes
one and the same. So it's a really cool way to do it, and we've had so much experience, Tisa, in the past, going out, meeting on jobs, with our process, we'll meet out there, we'll remeasure, we'll make sure we get everything right. Do you remember years ago, I was at a job site. I was a project manager on the job. We were going to remeasure the windows, get them ordered, and you called me, and you couldn't find your way into the neighborhood in Brentwood. You remember that?
Yes,
you're like,
I do.
Oh, my gosh, how do I get here? Like, it's, you know, the GPS is taking me to a parking garage. And I was like, oh, gosh, Tisa, I don't know. My GPS said turn left, turn right, and I'm at the house. I'm like, like I couldn't even help, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I would have to drive back out of here again.
Yes, but we finally found the place.
It's amazing how technology right. makes you not have to pay attention
I
to,
know.
You know, other things. And that, I think that's what, you know, a lot of these window technologies can really do for us is easier to clean. There's so many,
right?
You know, advantages to them that it's, you know, just totally awesome. So again, I wanted to tell everybody, you know, we'd love to come out and take a look at your stuff. You can find Mosby 314-909-1800. Call Mosby.com. We'd love to come out, help you out, get some great Pella windows installed in your house. We do that, everything and more. So hey guys, it was great. We're just about out of time. Thanks for coming in and taking some time out of your day and supporting the show and educating everybody.
And thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, hey, really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a great time. We'll have to do it again. For everybody else out there, I'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, guys, we are back here. Final segment of Ride at Home with Rich. And talking here with Tisa and Steven from Pella Windows about all the great different windows, colors, different things that we can do. I want to get into some energy efficiency stuff, but I also, right before we start that, because I don't want to forget this for sure, you know, if you are out there, you are looking for some new windows, Mosby installs these Pella windows for Pella all of the time. We can come out, we can look at your space, we can recommend things. Pella has all these different lines that will work for several different types of homes. So if you're looking for that, feel free to give Mosby a call, 314-909-1800, or you can look us up online at callmosby.com. Find out all kinds of information there, set appointments, find out everything about us. But for you guys at Pella, so if someone's just interested, they want to come by, see the windows, see the showroom, stuff like that, how can they get information from Pella, where you're located, website, stuff like that? Can you get that out there for everybody?
Yeah, so it's just Pella.com. That's our website. Our phone number is 314-714-0100. And Chesterfield Valley is our showroom, and that's 17702 Chesterfield Airport Road, Chesterfield, Missouri. So, so that's the best places to reach us. Love to do, if you make an appointment with Mosby or Tisa or any of our sales reps, so we can meet you down there and educate you a little bit more. That's probably the best way to do that, rather than just walking in. And we have we have a showroom specialist, but they're not going to give you the attention that you probably need. So just reach out to us, and we'll make sure that we get all your questions answered.
That is awesome. So let's get into the energy efficiency stuff. We don't need to get super detailed, but can you just run through some of these energy efficient stuff, U-factor, solar heat gain, things like that on the label? What are they and what do they mean to people?
So for energy efficiency, a lot of it goes off of R values. It looks different on a window than it does for the whole build. And like your wall for a wall is going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 R value. Well, windows, they use U values, right?
The inverse,
it's the inverse of the R, right? Well, what's crazy is we're getting windows that are 0.3, 0.28 U value. And they're like, well, how do I translate all that? So ultimately, anything that is below a 0.35 U value is an ENERGY STAR rated window. Most of our windows are in the 0.2 range. And so we're well below the Energy Star rating that is needed in our area.
So the lower the number, the better.
For the U value, you're correct.
Yeah.
The other thing you can always see on the window itself is SHGC rating. So SHGC rating is actually solar heat gain coefficient.
Yeah.
What that means is the transfer of heat or cool coming into your home. So that's different than a true insulation value from your U value. So that would be more on the low E coating that blocks like sun rays coming in and naturally heating your house. So you want that again to be low. So ultimately those two numbers you see on the piece of paper that comes out on your Pella window, you want the lowest number possible.
Nice, okay. Cool. So that kind of puts a little bit of information out there so people can kind of understand that. Tisa, you were talking about sound.
Right.
In the break,
there's also, it may be on that sticker as well, is the STC rating, and that's the sound transmission coefficient. And most often, most people don't really concern themselves with that, but there are people that live on highways, like myself. And there is an upgraded glass that helps with that. We have different types of glass, so just to let you know, you can get different grades and types of glass depending on what your needs are. And basically, that is one of them that you can get to help with that sound. If you live near a train station. The Metrolink. I've sold windows where people have the Metrolink right outside their windows. They're home, so they need the extra sound barrier. So just to let you know. But our standard glass, the advanced low-E coated glass, is the base glass that we offer. There's no upcharge for that. That is an argon gas-filled low-E coating, low emissivity is what that means. So you get both of those in that standard glass.
So something that I've had questioned quite often for our area is every now and then people ask about triple pane windows.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get triple pane windows? Do I need triple pane windows? What's the opinion for us St. Louis area on going to a triple pane instead of a double pane?
So the advantages of that, there's advantages and disadvantages in my opinion. So the advantages are our energy efficiency. You're going to get, obviously, you have your sun rays are coming through three separate panes of glass. So the energy efficiency is there. Your sound reduction is going to be there. But there is that also the cost of that. It is definitely more expensive to go to a triple pane. Also, on a functioning window, you're adding another pane of glass, and it makes it heavier. So it's a little more taxing on some of your wear parts when it comes to opening the windows with the balance systems and maybe the cranks or anything like that. So there's advantages and disadvantages with that. But you do get down to when we talked about U value, probably a 0.18 versus a 0.28 or something like that. So We're seeing net zero houses starting to come up more and more. So that would be a great case for a triple pane window if you're doing something to that extent.
Yeah, no, and that's, I think our temperatures and things happen here, we're usually fine with you guys, you got that great double pane with the coating, mm-hmm. with stuff, it's enough energy efficiency for our area that you don't necessarily need it. And the upcharge, may not be worth the return that you get from, the difference between the two. Again, like you said, Steve, unless you're going for that,
net zero.
Totally net zero, you're building this, brick house that's going to be, absolutely perfect.
And that's in my opinion, that's a new build. So if you have a current house, putting the added cost to the triple pane, you're probably having more issues than just the windows in an older house, where it's going to leak in different places for energy efficiency. So it may not perform the way you'd want it to because there's other probably places that you're losing energy out of the house rather than just the hole that the window's sitting in.
Yep. And so for your guys' wood clad, talking about the different houses, different types of houses, age of houses, well, the different install types to where, you know, sometimes we can take off vinyl siding and we can do a new construction style install, you know, on existing home. And other times it's that pocket fit.
Right.
You know, you're going to, and I love the fins on that wood clad window, the folding and everything that, you know, it's like already made and ready for either fit.
You don't have to worry about it.
You know, a lot of vinyl windows I've done in the past, everything, you got to make sure you order them one way or the other. And you got to, so I love that feature, you know, on those windows. And then you can get in your flashing tape and do all the stuff, or you can make it a pocket fit and it just comes one and the same. So it's a really cool way to do it. And, you know, we've had so much experience, Tisa, in the past, going out, meeting on jobs, like with our process, we'll meet out there, we'll remeasure, we'll make sure we get everything right. Do you remember years ago, I was at a job site, I was a project manager on the job, we were going to remeasure the windows, get them ordered, and you called me, and you couldn't find your way into the neighborhood in Brentwood. You remember that?
Yes,
you're like,
I do.
Oh my gosh, how do I get here? Like, it's, you know, the GPS is taking me to a parking garage. And I was like, oh gosh, Tisa, I don't know. My GPS said turn left, turn right, and I'm at the house. I'm like, I couldn't even help, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I would have to drive back out of here again.
Yes, but we finally found the place.
It's amazing how technology makes you not have to pay attention
to
other things. I think that's what, you know, a lot of these window technologies can really do for us, is easier to clean. There's so many, you know, advantages to them that it's, you know, just totally awesome. So again, I wanted to tell everybody, you know, we'd love to come out and take a look at your stuff. You can find Mosby, 314-909-1800. Call Mosby.com. We'd love to come out, help you out, get some great Pella windows installed in your house. We do that, everything and more. So, hey, guys, it was great. We're just about out of time. Thanks for coming in and taking some time out of your day and supporting the show and educating everybody.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah, hey, really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Yep, yeah. I had a great time. We'll have to do it again. For everybody else out there, I'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.